USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's crazy. I was told last night gas was going to go up 20 cents a gallon. So I filled all my vehicles up and all my gas cans. Now today there's no gas.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, as states from New Jersey to Florida are suffering from a truck driver shortage combined with the fallout from a pipeline operator's network being breached. About 25% of gas stations in North Carolina have run out of fuel and 20% in Georgia. A change has been made by Republicans when it comes to House leadership.
Representative Liz Cheney, the Republican from Wyoming, has been removed by GOP lawmakers from the House conference chair. Representative Cheney, right after the voice vote.
I will do everything I can to ensure that the former president never again gets anywhere near the Oval Office.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 844-34-BIBLE. That's 844-34-BIBLE. 844-34-BIBLE.
The Mideast appears to be on the verge of a new war. Israel firing dozens of airstrikes this morning, reportedly targeting police and security installations in Gaza. This news comes as Hamas terrorists have launched hundreds of rockets into Israel this week. Former ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, saying this is just another test early for the Biden administration.
Hamas now wants to test Biden because they don't think that he's going to do anything severe. They go and start shooting rockets into Jerusalem. And what does Biden do? He calls for restraint. What he should be doing is having Israel's back. This is where Biden should be calling out the Palestinians. The only reason this is happening is because Hamas is shooting rockets and Biden needs to put a stop to it. He can do it by pulling money, he can do it by calling for action, and he can stop this right now.
Jeffrey Epstein's alleged accomplice, Ghislaine Maxwell, is set to go on trial in New York City in November. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing, it's not a disease of aging, neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Illegal immigration at the southern border has hit a 21-year high, and Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz says it has to stop.
The crisis that is unfolding is a humanitarian crisis, it is a public health crisis, and it is a national security crisis.
Cruz is blaming the Biden administration for the ongoing problem. The overall number of illegal aliens caught at the U.S.-Mexico border is on the rise, but illegal immigrant children crossing the border without their parents fell by 12% in April. Cruz continues by saying the surge at the border is showing no signs of slowing down.
This month is worse than last month. Last month was worse than the month before. Every month it's getting worse because they're not fixing it.
Cruz also slamming Vice President Kamala Harris for being at the Canadian border before the southern border. A controversial trainer will be allowed to enter his horse in the Preakness.
The winner of the Kentucky Derby will be allowed to run for the second jewel in the Triple Crown. Officials for the Preakness Stakes announced Tuesday they would allow Medina Spirit to run in Saturday's race after a failed drug test following the Derby. The horse's trainer, Bob Bappert, reached an agreement with race officials that allows for extra drug testing of Medina Spirit, and two other Bappert-trained horses entered in races at Pimlico this weekend. Medina Spirit is the morning line favorite to take Saturday's Preakness Stakes, drawing the number three post for the 10-horse race. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.